Untitled. 1. My dear, you're so good to me, and yet I'm stubborn. After we parted last night, I drank and spoke ill of a weak person. This morning, I awoke recalling your kindness and deploring my own filth. And so, with no sense of self, I here confess without shame, dignity, or even honesty, that I am driven mad by my own delusions. Finally, my dear, I never try to consider other people's feelings. Though you're so good to me, I was obstinate and selfish like a child. I wake up and, through this awful hangover, with a sense of the cold morning outside, think of your kindness and remember the one I cursed. And now I'm confused and sad, and admit this morning that I'm worthless. 2. Hers is an honest heart. Grown up, rough and tumble, she has lived all alone in the untidy world, where no one considers her feelings, yet her heart is more honest than mine, and stable. She is beautiful. In a whirlpool world without rules, she lives wisely and modestly. Because the whirlpool world has so few rules, at times the heart becomes weak, a bit unsettled, yet never surrenders its last dignity. She is beautiful and wise. How her spirit once called for a kind heart, but now even she despairs. She only encounters the selfish and adolescent, animals and children. Still, unknowingly, she just thinks everyone is a gangster and puts them down a little. The poor girl. 3. In such a world of sad living, let not your heart harden. I want mine to draw close to you, so let not your heart harden. For when yours hardens, its eyes, the soul's labor of words, are lost. When calm, all men can share innate, beautiful dreams, and also their reasons. I forget and abandon my heart, my soul, seek beauty in a drunken, mad feeling. How sad my world is. Without the feeling that comes severally to mine, only the heart is eager to conquer others. Nothing is more pathetic than such feverish scenery. 4. I think of you. Into the sweet, calmly clear mind, day and night I sink myself, feeling like a sinner. I do love you. I give it everything. And though possibilities swarm my head, thinking about them is fruitless, so I will serve you with my life. And since there is no other way for me to find any hope or purpose, it makes me happy to do so. I'm happy, forgetting all the world's troubles, without knowing anything, I'm happy, because I can serve you. 5. Happiness. Happiness is in the stable on the straw. Happiness is understood at a glance by the peaceful heart. The stubborn heart, miserable and cranky, turning its mind to the whirlwind of events and things, falls even deeper into misery. Happiness is resting and has things which need to be clarified little by little. Happiness is brimming with empathy. The stubborn heart lacks empathy, doesn't know what to do, only pursues advantage, feels depressed, irritable, is widely hated, and feels sorry for itself. Thus, foremost, one should always try to be obedient. Though rejection breeds willfulness, learn, so that obedience is the only kind of learning, to enhance one's dignity, to enrich one's work.